Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. The Alabama House approved a $1.4 billion general fund budget that restores $184 million to Medicaid and takes it from Alabama's prison system. The spending plan is different from the one that passed the House. A conference committee likely will work out the differences. The House also passed an austere education budget. Another bill the Republican majority wanted was allowing charter schools in Alabama. A committee in the Alabama House allowed the charter school bill to die because House Speaker Mike Hubbard said the Senate version was flawed.
It really, when you get down to it, was a bill that would provide no opportunity for any type of a charter school, any type of competition. And with this late date, it just didn't make sense for us in the House. And in my opinion, in the House, we have done more than our fair share of heavy lifting this session to have to come through to try to fix a very, very flawed bill, and the chances of it passing in the Senate, if we did make it up there in time, is not very good at this point.
There is only one day left in this year's regular session. Legislators will return next Wednesday for the final day. Alabama's congressional delegation wants Defense Department officials to explain why they want to retire the seven C-130 cargo planes assigned to the 908th Airlift Wing at Maxwell Air Force Base. Republican Congresswoman Martha Roby of Montgomery said a defense bill approved Thursday by a House committee contains language that requires the Air Force to justify a plan to mothball the cargo planes. Roby said the Pentagon's plan jeopardizes up to 700 jobs. The first ever Alabama All-Star Food Festival will be held in downtown Montgomery tomorrow afternoon. The Hampstead Institute and the Renaissance Hotel are among the sponsors. Sam Bonefee says more than two dozen restaurants are participating in the culinary feast that will feature foods, drinks, and music along Commerce Street.
The event is going to be this coming Saturday, May 12th. It's going to be from 3 until 7 p.m. It's happening right on Commerce Street, right in downtown Montgomery. They can expect to have all Alabama-produced products. They're from 23 vendors, four beer vendors, four wineries, chef's demonstration, chef's roundtable, and expect to donate well to three charities. Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Alabama Sustainable Agriculture Network, and the Hempstead Institute.
The Fun Field Festival kicks off Saturday at 3 p.m. Tickets are $35 for adults and $15 for children ages 10 to 15. The organizers of Operation Alabama Black Belt say more than 29,000 people were screened at health clinics in Lowndes, Dallas, and Marengo counties. Medical personnel from National Guard and Reserve units said 15,000 people were treated for various ailments, ranging from dental to medical issues. Colonel Jerry Aaron said the high demand for health care in Black Belt counties will likely lead to follow-up missions.
We look at some of the small towns that are just so underserved. And I like to target the population who are also the most vulnerable, like the elderly, like the developmentally disabled, and partner with some organizations like the Easter Seals or the Edmondite Sisters, and potentially use the clinics that used to be with the rural Alabama health system that I understand aren't used anymore.
The free health care clinics ended Thursday and was sponsored by the Delta Regional Authority. A deadly confrontation between a Selma police officer and a male suspect is under review by the Alabama Bureau of Investigation. Authorities said the suspect was shot to death Thursday evening around 6:30. It happened in the 300 block of 10th Avenue. The deceased man's name was withheld. Selma police have declined to reveal the circumstances that led to the police shooting. In other news, police in a North Alabama town are investigating the death of an 8-year-old girl who was found hanging from a rope attached to a tree. The St. Clair County coroner describes the death of the girl at her family's home in Raglan, northeast of Birmingham, as suspicious. Switching gears slightly, four Montgomery Public High Schools are on this year's list of America's Best. U.S. News & World Report magazine has named Carver High School, Booker T. Washington Magnet, Brubaker Technology Magnet, and Loveless Academic Magnet High Schools to the publication's 2012 Best High Schools list. Loveless Academic Magnet Program, also called LAMP, ranked number one in the state and number 32 on the list of the nation's top 500 high schools. Today, look for sunny skies, then becoming partly cloudy with your highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy skies this evening, then becoming cloudy with your lows in the lower 60s. On your Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon and your highs in the lower 80s. Thunderstorms likely Saturday night with your lows in the mid-60s and a chance of rain around 80%. On your Sunday, thunderstorms again likely, highs in the upper 70s and a 70% chance of rain. And on your Sunday night, lows in the mid-60s, thunderstorms likely with a 60% chance of rain. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.